best leisure airline in North America. You're already on vacation. Air Transat, vacation is calling.
One More Chance, Episode 1, The Botched Case, by
Katie,
Javet,
Thomas.
Over the past month, my class has been reading and listening to the podcast serial by Sarah Conyang. We have been discovering the case of Anas Sayed and how he was wrongly convicted of killing his ex, Haemin Lee. Anas's lawyer was trying to help Anas, so she was asking Jay, what did he do that day? If he did this or something else. I feel like Anon's lawyer really didn't help him much. I mean, look at the little piece of evidence she did use. She could have used more evidence than what was used. I also feel like she could have helped out a lot more than she did and said a lot more than what she said. I feel as if the lawyer was trying to make it seem like it was Anon's fault. Anon's lawyer really didn't help him out. She made it seem like it was Anon's fault. She made him look like it was him that did kill him and Lee. Why though? What is her purpose then? Well, this is what I keep asking myself that just doesn't make sense.
According to the prosecution, Adnan's motive was to kill Haemin Lee was because of his jealousy of Hae's new boyfriend. So prosecutors thought that drove Adnan to kill his ex-girlfriend. Now, do we know? We don't really know what the truth is. It seems to use as if Adnan is innocent. What friends and family had to say. Some of the friends of Hae, Jay, and Anna probably weren't all telling the truth. But then again, if you were in that situation, your son or best friend, you would try to help them as much as possible, especially if they've been in jail for a very long time. For example, when Aisha had a letter that could have been helpful to help Adnan, but then she lied about something in it, and then it kind of ruined his chance. I also feel like if Sarah would have found out earlier, then she could have helped Adnan. Why wouldn't Aisha lie in the first place when she could have actually helped Adnan?
At the time, Adnan was an 18-year-old student at Woodlawn High School in Baltimore, Maryland. He was a well-known person, he was involved in track and field, kept good grades, and was overall a good student. And we can't forget, he was crown prince at prom. Some people described him as a good kid, and they would never suspect him to do such a thing. But then there were those people that made it seem like he was so upset and obsessed over Haemin Lee that it could be possible. And the worst thing about this whole situation is someone is lying on his name, then telling other people lies, then those people tell lies, and it's really a botched case, which is why someone brought Sarah Conyang into it to figure out what's really going on and if Adnan really needs a second chance to revive himself.
Jay switched up stories that doesn't add up. Jay switched his story up multiple times, and he didn't care about the fact that he was lying. Why, though? What is he trying to hide? What is he trying to do? Is he trying to make Adnan look bad? Is he covering up something he may have had a bigger part in this whole situation? Maybe he isn't telling us something. It's kind of funny because at the end of the day, Jay was scared to even walk outside of his work because he knew that he was lying. If he wasn't lying, he wouldn't be scared to walk out of his job. I just don't understand why he would be scared if he isn't lying. What's there to be scared of? But who knows, maybe there's a plot twist.
Juice drinks, sodas, and sports drinks are loaded with added sugars and calories and have little or no nutritional value. Sugary drinks can destroy teeth, cause obesity, and lead to type 2 diabetes. Sugar Bites. Protect your kids.